Hi, welcome to another session of Microsoft Virtual Academy. In this course, we will be looking at Windows Server IP Address Management feature. I'm Ritika and I'm a program manager here in Windows Server. Let's look at the agenda for this course. We have divided it into four modules. The first module is an overview where we will understand the need for IPAM solutions in today's data centers. Then we will understand how Windows Server IPAM meets those needs. Finally, we will have a walkthrough of the workflows involved in using Windows Server IPAM. For this walkthrough, we will go into the UI available in Server Manager for IPAM. In the second module, we will understand role-based access control and audit features of Windows Server IPAM. In the third module, we will do a deep dive into address space management using Windows Server IPAM. Finally, we will look at multi-server management with a focus on DHCP server management. But for now, we will focus on the overview. Let's take a look. This diagram represents a typical data center network topology. As you can see, a data center uses various services for its function, DNS, DHCP, VMM, to name a few. It is the admin's duty to maintain and manage these services. Manual management is a heavy-duty task, presenting a case for automation or IPAM-type solutions. Secondly, today a large number of devices are a part of networks. This has led to IPv6 adoption. The address format for IPv6 makes human readability a bit difficult. This is a further case for admins to shift from generic spreadsheet mechanisms to more automated systems. Today, most data centers deploy a distributed network. Mostly, these networks are distributed over geographically separated resources. This is to make sure that a natural disaster in one part of the world doesn't affect the sanity of the data maintained by the data center. Distributed networks are complicated to manage, and manual management is a little difficult for that. Finally, today mostly everything depends on cloud awareness. Virtualization is a main aspect for this. Maintaining virtualized address space is a little daunting, and automated solutions can help with their management. Role-based access control, where an admin can delegate tasks to other admins and specific roles can be specified for various operations, is definitely a plus when coming to management of a data center. All these points of device proliferation, heterogeneous devices, IPv6 adoption, distributed networks, cloud awareness, virtualization, and role-based access control point towards the need for an IPAM solution. Now that we have established the need, let's look at how Windows Server IPAM helps to meet that need. Windows Server IPAM 2012 R2 comes with various features. The Infrastructure Services Management feature allows a single console management of your services across the network. The framework is extendable by third party to allow their services to be managed as well. Scale, robustness, and automation are an integral part of Windows Server IPAM 2012 R2. This is due to its feature of providing support for external DB, disaster recovery, multiple instance deployment, and automation through extensive PowerShell support for most of its operations. IPAM 2012 R2 has good audit config tracking facilities and also IP utilization and trend features. The IPAM integrates with SCVMM to allow a common address space management of the physical fabric and customer address space all through one service. Role-based access control is easily managed through the delegated administration feature of IPAM. We will look at all these and much more in detail in the various modules that will follow this one. Let's take a look at the detailed IPAM architecture overview. An IPAM client who is running Windows 8.1 or a greater version will interact using WCF with the IPAM server, but only if it passes the role-based access control permissions. The IPAM server itself performs various periodic collection tasks to make sure that it discovers all services and various configurations of those servers, and it has up-to-date information about address utilization in the network and the various events associated with the various services. Whenever an IPAM client requests for a task from the IPAM server, a RPC or PowerShell command is given to the associated service and the associated task is done. IPAM also comes with support for external DB, where the user may choose an SQL server of his choice and take advantage of the various SQL server features. We will now move into a detailed demo of Windows Server IPAM and its workflows. Here we have open a Server Manager dashboard. This is running the 2012 R2 version of Windows Server. IPAM can be deployed by the Add Roles and Features tab of Server Manager. Once deployed, you can follow the quick start steps to start your IPAM server and enable it to start retrieving details of various services. The first task would be to choose an IPAM server to connect to. This could be your local Windows server. Next, you would provision the IPAM server, where you would choose to either have a GPO approach or a manual approach to manage the various servers in your network. In case you provide a GPO approach, you will then need to use an invoke IPAM GPO provisioning commandlet on the various domains that you want IPAM to manage. Then you will configure server discovery, where you will specify which types of services you are interested in monitoring. Start server discovery will start the task which will scan the network for those services which you have configured for discovery. After discovery, you can select the servers which you wish to manage using your IPAM and then retrieve all the config and other data from those managed servers. You can get more data of various actions from the quick links provided in the overview page. There are also some knowledge articles published in the same tab. You can do some minor tweaking of the configuration of IPAM using the Manage toolbar here. Let's look at the major pivots available for IPAM usage. The server inventory lists those servers which were detected by the discovery task. You can choose to manage or unmanage those servers. Data of managed servers will be retrieved by IPAM periodically. The IP address space pivot is used for address space management. We will look into detail in this in a later module. IPAM looks at IP address space in terms of IP address blocks and IP address ranges, which then consist of individual IP addresses. IP address ranges can be thought of in one-to-one correspondence with DHCP scopes. IP address blocks are the major chunks of IP addresses carved out by a network architect. IPAM 2012-R2 comes with virtualized IP address space integration with the physical IP address space. In this tab, we see all the data that is pulled from SCVMM. So we have a single tool to manage the physical and the virtual address space. The monitor and manage pivot is used to help us do multi-server management of DNS and DHCP servers. We have an inventory where we can see all the servers which are detected and managed. You can perform various operations on them. We will look into detail in this in our multi-server management module. The DHCP scope pivot lists all the scopes of all the DHCP servers detected in the managed network. Similarly, the DNS zone monitoring is able to detect the zone status of all zones which were detected in the managed network. The server groups pivot helps the user to do various customization on the discovered servers. He can add custom fields and add more data to the servers he is interested in. The event catalog pivot helps the user know various IPAM configuration events that had been happening over a period of time. He can also take a look at the DHCP configuration events of all the DHCP servers in the network. These are automatically and periodically collected by the IPAM service. There is an IP address tracking feature in the event catalog where you can use various fields to understand the details of how an IP address has been allocated. Finally, the access control pivot is dedicated to role-based access control feature of IPAM. In this, you will see the various roles that have been defined and you can use the taskbar to create new roles as well. We will look in detail into this into a later module. This provides a generic overview of IPAM UI support. You can find more details of IPAM in our TechNet publications. A lot of detail there. In addition, IPAM now comes with strong PowerShell support. This makes automation easier. You can find documentation for all these commandlets online published in TechNet. With that, we are done with our demo for the overview of Windows Server IPAM. Meet you in the next module where we look into role-based access control and audit features using Windows Server IPAM. Thank you.